All right, so I heard from Bobby this morning, and Bobby is drowning in data. And Bobby wants to change his world, but he's drowning in data. He admits to me that he spends hours, not just weekly, sometimes hours daily on Reddit, YouTube, learning about how to manifest, learning about how to change his world, learning about psychology, learning about the shadows, learning about, he spends hours and hours learning about. He's a collector. He's collecting data. And Bobby's to the point right now where he's ready to dance. You see, back in the old days, we had apprenticeships. Back in the old days, we had mentors. Pretty much now we have data. I want you to notice, I want you to think about my life real quick. Ready? When I was a young man, we didn't have the internet. We had the library. And if you wanted to learn about something, you went to the library. And you looked at some magazines, you looked up stuff in a card catalog, you found what books were on the shelf. Yes, the librarian for help. And often it came down to you needed to get books from another library. So they would do an interlibrary loan, which would often take weeks to get the book that you wanted shipped to your library so you can look at it for 10 days. And then you can ship it back and then you can order another book. So learning was slow. Learning was slow. So you'd have to do interlibrary loans. But then again, along came the internet, and you could accomplish in minutes what it took weeks back in the old days on the internet, because you have access to so much data. And we're literally drowning in data now, especially with the new AI stuff out there. I don't think it's evil. I think it's fascinating. But I notice those who are addicted to more and more data are getting more and more data, and they're often not getting much of anywhere. So years ago, I started dancing with a fellow named Rick Pockstaller. He was my first Kempo karate instructor. I'd already been reading karate magazines for a year, trying to teach myself stuff. Marty and I bought the Universal Bodybuilding course, which came with 7 bonuses, including a course in karate and savate. And so we tried to learn ourselves that. And it only took me 1 lesson with Rick to realize the last year I just wasted. Sure, I learned about karate. Sure, I learned about savate. But everything that I learned was totally transformed with 1 hour with Rick. Meanwhile, they told me about the same time I started karate, maybe a little bit earlier, that I was going to be a cripple in my 20s because I had scoliosis. And I already knew that I would be a karate champion because I was studying karate champions. I was reading the magazines. Eventually, I found Rick, started taking lessons off of him. We developed a relationship. Rick quit teaching. I developed a relationship with another guy. And then I developed a relationship with Rick's instructor, Bob. Then I developed a relationship with Bob's instructor, Nick. And it's these relationships which revealed the greatness that I'm capable of. Sure, they taught me martial arts. But they also taught me about me. See, life is all about relationships. It's all about relating. How do you relate to money? Most people hoard it or spend it or hold on to it like it's... You see, money is like breathing. And what people will do is they will try to breathe underwater. That's how they appreciate money, like they're breathing underwater. Money is speed. We've done a bunch of podcasts on this. But how do you relate to money? What if money simply became a vehicle for speed for you? Money is speed. Money is ease. Right, you want some coffee? You don't have to go get a goat and trade a goat for some coffee. You can give the person $2, $5, whatever coffee costs nowadays, and done. You're done. God, imagine if you wanted a recording from me, and I said, right, what I need is lamb meat, and you're in Kentucky, and you're going to find someone to trade with to get me lamb meat in Melbourne so that we can have a call. It would take ages to organize anything back with the barter system. And most people are bartering their days away. They barter their dreams away. They trade their dreams away for data. So Bobby reached out. He's getting tired of drowning in data. He spends a lot of time on Reddit, a lot of time on the YouTubes, a lot of time experimenting with free stuff. He wants to find what works for him. He wants to find his own path. On the other hand, what I do is I explore universal truths with individual humans. When we explore universal divine truths with individual humans and small groups, something magical happens. It's called a dance. And so I took private karate lessons, right? Rick started building a house. Rick, tell you what, here's my heartbreak story. I'd just gotten started, and Rick decided to quit teaching so he could build a house. I don't want Rick to build a house. I want Rick to teach me Kenpo karate. And that ain't happening. And my heart's broken. But I'm imagining being a karate champion instead of a cripple. Turns out Rick's building the house one block away from my mom's. Turns out he needs a helper once in a while. So I go help with dumb shit, and he teaches me karate till he opens the house, then he teaches in his basement. I manifested private and group classes one block from my house. I manifested up friendship and fellowship with Gary, Randy, Celeste, Jerry, Charlie, these guys that just mentored me. It was a fellowship, it was a friendship. And I wasn't drowning in data by just reading all the karate magazines and the books that I could find. They helped me get, you know, with tree trunk legs like yours, you'd be a great kicker. You know, with your sense of timing, you could be, and they taught me what I needed. Anywho, so here's my 2024, ready? I'm looking for relationships. There's a couple ways we can have one. Number one, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you had 15 minutes a day, it'll transform your life. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. It's like a buck a day. It's a 90-day program, right? I'm not trying to get rich on that. I'm trying to change lives. And here's the other cool thing. Most people that do ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, they send me an update every 7 days. Why? Because it's called a relationship. I don't want you to just have the data of the course. I want you to have, you know, a little feedback, a little bit of congratulations goes a long way. Ask John. He just signed up. He's like cruising. Meanwhile, that's ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. We've got other ways you can work with me. Dream Driven Day opens up in February. That's 30 days of play with 30 people. Private Facebook group, 4 live calls. It's intense. If intense and fellowship is your key, Dream Driven Day, reach out. We'll give you private access. Next, one-on-one, rent my brain calls. I love those, especially with people who are, and here's my big criteria. Is there something you're passionate about? Something you want to bring into the world? I'm more interested in people that want to make movies than people that just want to make millions. I am interested in people that want to make millions doing something that they love. Because it's not about the money, it's about the life. It's not about the data, it's about the dream. Got gold today? Reach out. Join us in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Reach out and give me an email. I'd love to chat with you. So let's imagine up something lovely. Let's imagine you not settling for data anymore. Let's imagine you dancing. Because it's when two people dance that the learning happens. Let us go into the silence. You know, years ago, Victoria and I decided to take tango classes. Talk about a blast. We only took a couple. They were big groups, and I'm more of a small group kind of guy. I love intimacy, small groups, one-on-ones. But I can tell you this. Taking a handful of those classes has given to our marriage forever because we found another way to dance. Don't ever settle for data. Always invest in the dance. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast.